Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 2 Timothy chapter 1, we were talking about the difference between those called to be apostles and those called to be preachers. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In verse 8 of the next chapter, it says, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. And so we can see that there is a promise of life. And in this chapter, also verse 8, be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Jesus rose from the dead. We are to walk in his steps. Don't be ashamed of it. Be a partaker. Be involved. Don't refrain from telling the truth because you are fearful of the people. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17 lets us know that those who are members of the church are to obey those that have the rule over them, talking about the pastors. And they're going to give an account. But what kind of account can a preacher give that refused to preach the whole counsel of God? And we live in a day of many men occupying pulpits who are effeminate men in that they will not speak the truth as it is to men as they are. They have rather turned to psychology and dark Carnegie methods of dealing with people so that they can make themselves well-liked and well-accepted and keep their jobs, not realizing that it's the Lord that keeps their soul. Now, in this case, Paul was appointed an apostle. Timothy is not. Let me tell you something else. Neither am I. An apostle means one sent as an ambassador with a message from God. In that sense, all pastors should be apostles. That is, they're taking the message of God to men. But the office in Bible times was conferred on those who had seen the physical Jesus. In Acts chapter 1, verses 21-22, wherefore, of these men which have accompanied with us all the time that the Lord Jesus went in and out among us, beginning from the baptism of John unto the same day that he was taken up from us, must one be ordained to be witness with us of his resurrection. Now, Paul was ordained, although he was not with the disciples at the time, because the Lord took him into the wilderness and taught him personally, and he had a heavenly vision of the resurrected Lord. We remember the story in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 2 through 4, where he was caught up to the third heaven and heard words that were unlawful to speak on earth. Isn't that funny? The Bible is very specific to say that nearly 2,000 years ago. And the Lord could see what's going to happen today with this tongues movement. They say, oh, we're speaking a heavenly language. Well, if they are, then they're sinning against God because it says it's not lawful for them to speak it on earth. So why would, if they did know a heavenly language, why would they sin against God and speak it on earth? And so, again, we need to understand that there are no apostles today for an office, but All pastors are to be messengers of God. All saved people are ambassadors of God, as we see in 2 Corinthians 5:20. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead. Be ye reconciled to God. Well, we see here, Paul is called to be a preacher and an apostle. But now we see here a third appointment, and that is one of teacher. Now, from time to time, I'll have an evangelist comes through and says, God doesn't want us to be teachers. He wants us to be preachers. Well, as a pastor, he wants us to be both. Now, if an evangelist feels the only to preach, that's between him and God, as long as he's preaching the word. But I know as a pastor what God has called me to do by the word of God, and so that's what we do. He is to teach the truth and the doctrines of God's word. Notice the direct command in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2, because the apostle, in delivering the words of the Holy Spirit, says, I charge thee, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing and kingdom. Wow. What a powerful statement. This is a charge before God. We're going to give an account of those who are preachers. Now understand, 2 Timothy is addressed to a pastor. And this is for pastors. You have a charge before God, the Lord Jesus Christ. And what is that charge? Preach the word. Be instant, in season, out of season. And how are we to preach that word? He says, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. See, a lot of folks get mad when you reprove and rebuke. Now, they don't mind exhortation unless you're trying to exhort them to get out and witness, unless you're trying to exhort them to be pure, unless you're exhorting them to be holy. Then they don't like that. So there's a lot of people that right off the bat, two-thirds of what a pastor is commanded to do, they hate it. Reproving and rebuking with all long-suffering and doctrine. Now, why would he say long-suffering? Because as he preaches it and people start getting mad, he still preaches it. He sticks with it. And doctrine? Doctrine is something that we teach. So we preach the word, we teach doctrine. Now, the next verse will say, the time will come when they shall not endure sound doctrine, but will heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. In other words, people are saying, I don't like doctrine. I don't want to hear preaching that makes me feel bad about myself because it reproves me and it rebukes me. I want to feel good. So they want to be entertained. And basically what the Bible's saying there is that in the last days, there'll be Christians, there are people that claim to be Christians, that will be saying, you know, hey, don't speak unto us right things. Don't tell us these things. Don't reprove. Don't rebuke. Don't exhort us to righteousness. Make us feel good about ourselves. And it's a negative prophecy, but there's prophecy here right in the scriptures that there'll be people that are like that, that if they are saved, they're saved so as by fire, and they're going to have great shame when they stand before God. And I hope that if anybody is at that point in our radio audience, that they will repent, get right with God. I recently had a sermon that somebody commented on and said, in calling for revival and preaching against contemporary music, if with that I meant casting crowns, and they could not agree. Now, I don't know what casting crowns, if there's a song like that, if it's a contemporary song, if it's using rock and roll music, it's wrong. I mean, there's nothing right about it if it's using the wrong kind of music. If it's fleshly, why would you put something holy and put something fleshly like that to it? That's like going into one of these strip bars and the girls having John 3:16 tattooed to their body. Doesn't change it. Doesn't make it all right. It doesn't make it all right for me to pray and thank God before I'd take some crack cocaine. So don't think that just because you put the right words to it or do the right thing in part of it that makes it good. It doesn't. Now, if you get mad when a preacher's preaching attacks an area of yours, and this happens quite often, or your children's carnality, fleshly desires and sin, if that makes a person mad, that person is at best a backslid Christian with no understanding of true faith and spirituality. Now, look at the next chapter, chapter 2, verse 2. In the things which thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Many witnesses. Well, we know Paul preached in different places. And that message, many people heard. So there were many witnesses for Timothy. They said, yeah, I remember he preached this. Yeah, I remember he preached this. Yeah, I remember he preached this. A lot of it was the same thing. But notice there in chapter 2, verse 2, that you're to teach others. Again, there's a word teach, who will teach others. That is, our ministry is a ministry that teaches men to carry the gospel to others. We do not keep the word only within our local church. It's in Jerusalem, our home, and Judea, and the uttermost part of the earth. And so, my friend, it is to go out as it is to men as they are. Now, with this appointment, we next see allowing. So what do you mean allowing? Allowing what? Well, let's look at verse 12. He says there in verse 12, for the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. Suffering, which makes a self-emphasis with many Christians, you know, it makes them ashamed, and they don't want to suffer. Now, none of us want to suffer. But when we are emphasizing self, we avoid doctrine, we avoid work, we avoid things in God's house that might cause that, then we are wrong. The afflictions of the gospel for the Apostle Paul were great. As witnessed in 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23, and those verses following that, where he says about five times he was beaten with the whip and 39 stripes, five different times. Three times he was beaten with rods.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying, "May God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus."